The band Red Butte from Casper, Wyoming, has released new music and a video. Members Chris Weideveld and Jerry Mitchell have been finalists in the Wyoming Singer-Songwriter Competition. I'm happy to welcome in Jerry Mitchell to Wyoming Sounds from the band Red Butte. Hello, Jerry.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Tell us about the origins of Red Butte. I understand you started in the Red Butte neighborhood of Casper back in 2014, but the roots go back even further, right?
Yeah, well, Chris and I met in college in the 1980s, and then after we graduated, I went over to Taiwan, and one day by a coincidence, I was in a neighborhood bar and came out of the bathroom, and there Chris was standing.
Small and, world, huh?
Yeah, somebody had recently given me a guitar, which I had actually never even held. It didn't have strings on it, so. Anyway, Chris helped me get it set up, and he got me started, showed me a few chords, and next thing you know, we were playing together, and we haven't really quit since. I did, when I came back from the Far East, I came back to Casper for a year, and it was a bust time, the early 90s, so I went out to Seattle, and I ended up staying there for 20 years, but I came back to Wyoming a couple times a year, and I'd always look up Chris, and we'd get together and play some tunes. And then finally, when I moved back about 9 years ago, we played together off and on. And finally, in, yeah, I think 2014, we decided, well, let's just make a band. We don't have to be in a hurry. It's kind of a marathon project anyway. We'll just get going. And
well, you released new Western Trail songs in 2016 and Land of the Antelope in 2017. And tell me, is the Red Butte neighborhood, is that kind of out by the Red Buttes, or is that a different part of town? Okay, that's what I thought.
It's about the last neighborhood going west.
Pretty close to the river then, eh?
It's right on the river.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Getting the lay of the land there.
Yeah.
The band has kind of been put on hold due to the pandemic, like most things have been, but you have recorded some new music. Tell us about the inspiration behind So Long Roughneckers. Chris wrote that one, right?
Chris wrote that one, and I think he wrote it during a time that was where he was just about had it, and he was getting out of Wyoming. It was a bad weather day and a high wind day, and he just thought, I'm getting out of this place. And of course, he recovered from that, but now he has a therapy song.
That's good, good. Well, that's kind of what music's for, right?
Yeah.
So Long Roughneckers, Red Butte.
Down the road, honky tonk on the radio. Down.
So Long Roughneckers from the band Red Butte out of Casper, Wyoming, here on Wyoming Sounds. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick talking with Jerry Mitchell from the band. Jerry, both you and Chris Weideveld have been part of the Wyoming Singer-Songwriter Competition. Chris was a finalist in 2018, and you were a runner-up last year. The competition started, I think over 5 years ago, going back to live music open mics at the Buckhorn Bar in Laramie. Then it went statewide with the finals taking place in Tensleep, and it's really gathered momentum and a lot of musicians from around the state. How was that experience playing in competition with fellow Wyoming musicians?
The best part about it is hearing other people's songs. And what I discovered through it, my first year doing it, I just did it last year for the third time, which is the third year that they went statewide. What I found was that there's so many good songwriters around this state, for one. And but the first year, what I noticed is there's a thread running through this. There is something, I'm not going to go as far as to say it's a particularly Wyoming style, but it's definitely a lot of stuff in common with each other. And so we met a lot of these folks the first year. We would have, you know, go to their towns and play, especially Lander and Sheridan, Laramie a few times. And we would just, you know, stay in touch with everybody. And then the next year, the competition came back around, and that was the first year they did it in Tensleep, the finals, and they did it last year in Tensleep as well. It's really the perfect spot for it, too.
Yeah, it was really an accomplishment, I think, to even do it last year, considering the pandemic, but it was done. And
yes.
I'm pretty sure plans are moving forward for 2021. There's plenty of information and quite a website if folks are interested. WyomingSingerSongwriter.com, right?
I think it's .org.
.org, okay, great.
So now we know songwriters all over the state. And we've gone more from just putting shows together that are basically just us playing for 4 or 5 hours to every time we have a show, we try to bring, you know, one or two or more people in from out of town. We did a show, our three only real shows we did last year. We did a Robert Burns Day show, which we do every year, but we didn't do this year. That would have been probably last weekend if we had. And then we did a show in Glen Rock, and it was pretty good. That we had a big crowd and people, again, we had people come from all over state to play that. It was about 12 hours long, and it was great. And then the last show that we played was Lacey Nelson's wedding. And Lacey Nelson, if anybody doesn't know, is one of the best songwriters going in Wyoming right now. And we were lucky enough to have been asked to play at her wedding in August.
And that was in Tensleep, where she's from and her family for many years, right?
Well, about 30 miles south of Tensleep.
Okay.
It's a nice place. It was really a good time. They had little kids running around in their full cowboy outfits. I remember when I was a kid going to weddings like that where we're all us kids had our cowboy hats on, and very traditional wedding.
Yeah. Talking with Jerry Mitchell of the band Red Butte, you guys recorded a music video in late December at the Wyoming Food for Thought Project in Casper, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and we have a link to that video on our website at wyomingsounds.org. You guys also have that up on YouTube. And tell us about the song, Cincinnati.
Well, Cincinnati's a song that it's kind of a homesick song in the sense that I wrote it just before I moved back to Wyoming from Seattle. And I was just basically getting homesick for Wyoming. I'd been there. I mean, even though I came back regularly a couple times a year, the whole time I lived in Seattle, I just decided that, well, I kind of got tired of being the guy from Wyoming. Because you couldn't shake it off. I was like, well, hell, I'm just going to go back. Anyway, one of the things I was remembering is how you would meet people who would just come to the Rockies, and they all have their own paths. They get here, you know, to Wyoming via someplace else other than the place they're from, and then they stay.
Yeah.
They like it.
I can relate.
And that's kind of what it's about, and how, you know, the whole, it's a really common to meet people like that here. They're here for the skiing. They're here for the climbing, you know, mountaineering or fishing or lots of different reasons that people fall in love with this area. That's what I was remembering about Wyoming when I wrote that song. So it was kind of a homesick cure.
One, two, three. Hannah came from Tuscaloosa to the Rockies on some kind of dream. La, 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 la. First she went to Santa Fe, came up north because she liked the sledding. La, 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 la.
That's the song Cincinnati from Red Butte on Wyoming Sounds. You can link to that video on our website, wyomingsounds.org or wyomingpublicmedia.org. I'm Grady Kirkpatrick. It's been great talking with Jerry Mitchell from the band. Jerry, wanted to ask if there are plans for upcoming shows once the all clear sign goes up.
Yeah, we're going to, we actually had been practicing every week or two all through it. And then right when they announced that these vaccines were working, we decided there's no reason for us to risk anything. We can take off 2 or 3 months. We've already had 9 months off in the lights at the end of the tunnel. So we've all just went into quarantine and, you know, working on our material and what have you. Sure. But our plan is as soon as the last one of us We have our drummer Dale Krasovitz and our bass player Ron Reed. And out of the four of us, once we the last one of us is vaccinated, we'll start booking shows.
Good. Well, let's hope that's sooner than later. And we really appreciate your music. And if folks want more info, they can find it at redbuttemusic.com, right?
Yes.
Good, good. Well, thank you again very much. And we hope to see you down the road.
All right. Well, thanks, Grady.